3 scam text messages yesterday. 3 of them. The DMV scam that's going around. Have you got that one yet?
I got one yesterday, too. It was the one that you had gotten a couple weeks ago about there's a... Not a warrant out for your arrest.
Yeah, there's an unpaid ticket.
Yeah,
we'll suspend your license if you don't click on this link and pay your fine now, which has a lot of people going, wait, is this legit? Like, did I have a ticket that I didn't pay?
And the only reason I knew, well, 2 reasons I knew mine was fake was, 1, I haven't gotten pulled over lately. And 2,
lately.
You had told me that you got the same one.
Oh, and it is huge right now. So much so that the FBI has issued warnings to people that if you get these DMV scams, delete it. Do not click on it because it is one of those phishing websites where it's going to take you somewhere and try and steal all your credit card information.
Which bothers me because you and I were smart enough to know that those aren't real things. But mm-hmm. I think of like elders, like my grandparents.
Right.
And like they very well could fall for it and then pay the money. And I'm like, no, don't.
Or, you know, chronic speeders that are like, oh, yeah, you know what? I probably do have a ticket I should
pay. Did I pay that one yet?
Yeah. Because when you read it, it does. It's like, we'll suspend your license. We'll come, you know, all this stuff. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I don't want that to happen. And nowadays, a lot of things are digital. So getting a text message doesn't seem too far off. But the thing that really tipped me off yesterday, because I'm not even joking, I got 3 of them. They all came as a text message, but from an Outlook email.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And I was like, not going to fall for that.
Why don't you email them back?
No.
They're like, hey, why are you trying to scam me?
Yeah. No, you send me money.
Speaking of phishing, I got to call you out. You failed one of our phishing email tests yesterday, right?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop the song. You right?
No.
You're going to call me out for this?
And I was going to let it run into it, so you didn't say anything.
Nope. Good try. Okay.
Well, because we brought it up, and I was like, oh, Kelly, good job not opening any of the ones from the DMV.
The text messages I did not fall for.
But I will say that you did save me because I'm the one who clicks on all the email ones all the time. And it's like, you've been fooled. This was a test. And I'm like, ah, okay, office, don't click on it because I, whoopsies. But you were the one who saved me yesterday.
Because I clicked on it.
And yeah.
I got the email that came back from our company going, this was a test. You did not pass. So then I was like, well, let me go help out my homie Anthony. I was like, don't click on it.
I said, Kel, you and I are a team. We're going down together.
And then you call me out.
Thank you for saving me.
Yeah, you're welcome.